The mass movement of Devena. The slopes west of the Devena peak towards Laruns are wooded, whereas the slopes going to St. Anton show hardly any vegetation at all. They do show fresh rock cuttings, though. One such fresh cutting is well exposed in the upper part of the mountain. The lower parts of the Devena mountain are made up of gypsum from the Ribal Formation. As gypsum is soluble, many caves were formed in the gypsum body. Moreover, gypsum is a weak rock and not really resistant to the forces of erosion or gravity. As you can imagine, it is not a really good or stable material for foundations and reacts like Swiss cheese when a boulder weighs it down. Since gypsum is the basement of the overlying dolomite body of the Devena Peak region, settling of overlying layers occurs. Similar phenomena can also be observed at the opposite side of the Montafon Valley. The heavy rainfalls in the early summer of 1999 increased the movements at the Devena. Luckily, large dams and basins had been built earlier to protect the village of St. Anton if this type of situation occurred. This scientific interpretation of the natural phenomena of the mass movement at Devena is well founded. The following legend is another interpretation. A long time ago, where the village of St. Anton now lies, there was a marvelous town called Preselance. The citizens of the town all lived pleasant lives, but they sinned persistently. The only upright person in Preselance was the parish priest, but his warnings were scorned by the citizens. One day, heavy black clouds appeared over the crest of Devena, followed by thunder and lightning. The priest's little dog howled and tore at his trousers until the priest reluctantly followed the dog out of town. As soon as he had passed the town gate, the whole mountain crashed down with a loud roar and heavy dust clouds. When the dust finally cleared, the town of Preselance had disappeared. The rockfall had buried the whole town along with all of its depraved citizens.